Hey, everybody, this is Stelyefti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this idea of having a sense of urgency in your business.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And instilling it across your business. The definition of this is basically people in the organization, you as an organization, thinking of urgency of execution, urgency as like a sort of either a framework, a mantra, a way of being that I think is necessary in business. And it's something that I strive towards in my own companies. And, you know, there's usually no better time than like when there's a pandemic or a crisis to really think through how you can have a greater sense of urgency, because you're kind of forced to at this time. But how can you do that more regularly in your company and your business? And why is it important? It's kind of like, I think, what we can unpack.
I love it. I just had to think, what a weird statement. That's totally normal to be like, there's no better time to think about urgency than during a pandemic. And it's like, yeah, of course.
Right?
This is an old, sounds about right. It is an old business saying that I shall move faster during a pandemic. I get it.
Come on.
Okay, oh, so I'll challenge this, because this episode is actually inspired by our last episode around being a wartime CEO. And, you know, I think I know how to act with urgency during crisis. I think that I'm particularly, I've been told that I'm particularly effective when things are tough.
And you know why, right?
Tell me.
You're steady. That's why.
That is true. That is
you're
true.
You're steady. That's it. Like, I you're just steady. And when you're steady and everyone else might not be steady or needs that like steadiness, you're there. That's just who you are. And I think that that's different. That's you being able to, different in the sense of like, that would be you being able to be calm under pressure. That would be my read on it.
Yeah. So there's some truth to that. I think there's also something to be said that during a crisis, I know how to make decisions under fire and create clarity and execute, not freeze when there's uncertainty, not freeze when the stakes are really high. I know how to kind of keep moving when the stakes are high, making decisions, making adjustments, focusing people. And I'm calm. I'm not somebody that panics in a way that would ever panic in a way that like, screams at people or loses his mind or acts funny. I have high intensity, but I'm pretty calm. But the thing I am struggling with is when there isn't a crisis or a global pandemic, or there isn't a threat of some kind that I can detect, I'm not great at then instilling, I don't keep the same level of intensity. And I think that we are at close, we're very good at moving fast, but I've seen so many, I know many companies that are much better at cultivating and instilling a sense of urgency. Just part of their DNA, part of their culture is just to move really fast with real intense urgency at all times. And we don't have that. And I wonder and ponder what makes a company able to do that. What makes a leader, a founder, a CEO good at maintaining intensity during all times, right? So let's unpack that a little bit. Let's try to figure out, how do you do that? How do some people in some companies, how do they get good at this stuff? When I would say most companies aren't.
Yeah, it's something I struggle with. It's something I'm looking to figure out for myself. I think you don't want to create an organization, ideally, where everybody feels like they're on their toes all the time. And like they have to like just move fast just for the sake of moving fast. Or they have to like, you know, just be constantly like in motion. Some cultures are like that, but that's not, to me, the best way to think about, you know, whether a company has sense of urgency or not. For me, it's more like, are they able to react under changing circumstances, which is, in a way, the definition of a market. Markets are always changing. A business is in a market or a set of markets. And the sense of urgency would mean that you're able to react appropriately as things change. And this is why, like, the thing like a pandemic is a massive change, and your ability to react can determine like what happens to your business during this time. Your ability to react fast, your ability to react calmly. When it comes to sense of urgency outside of that, it's to me this idea that markets are moving. We are one business in a market and are trying to take and get as many customers as we can, as much of that market share as we can, and having a sense of urgency to do that and figuring out what that means for you. It doesn't matter if you're funded, self-funded, doesn't matter if you believe in, you know, what DHH and Jason Fried at Basecamp say, or what you believe that like someone like Travis from Uber now, you know, Cloud Kitchen would say, or Cloud Kitchen, whatever it is. It's not that. It's this idea that like, if you're in business, you're in business to make a profit one way or another. You're in business also to get as many of the right customers for your business as possible, as fast as possible. And even the folks at Basecamp would probably debate it, but they'd have to agree with the fact that if they can't make money, they can't build things that people need, they don't get to exist. And so to me, it's about getting as many people as possible to adopt your product, buy your product, buy your, you know, do business with you. And it's, to me, it's like a sense of urgency towards that and what it, whatever it's going to take to get that. I almost feel like sales as a area in a company probably has the greatest sense of urgency out of any other part of the company on average. That would be my opinion based on just the way the way sales works inside of most companies.
Yeah, I think that a lot of that has to do with like the incentive in place.
Right.
Has to do with the competitive nature of salespeople, what drives them and what kind of incentives the company puts in place. You know, in sales, it's always kind of a chase to hit the quarter number, to hit the monthly numbers, to hit certain numbers, to get certain commissions, to hit certain targets. There's always competition within the team. And so that competitiveness and that like clear scoreboard, right? This is your number and you know what you need to accomplish. That causes a different level of urgency than in other teams where it's like, this is our goal, but our goals might be much less directly and personally tied both to your finances and to the impact of your performance, right? We as a entire team might be working on something and we hope it's going to help with whatever retention or this or that or the other, or improve our branding, but it's not like if I don't improve retention by X percent, then instantly my revenue goes down, my income goes down, everybody else sees that number, I can see how much somebody else accomplished. It's not that directly tied. The impact is not as directly tied to me personally, so it makes a big difference. I think, you know, I wonder if part of the challenge of this for me is how to maintain a level of urgency while maintaining a level of relaxation around it, right? Because I cannot, just to keep them, to use a metaphor, a physical metaphor, to me, urgency comes with intensity, which means tenseness to some degree. Even if I'm calm, I might be more tense. And tenseness is a place I can be at and I can stay at for long periods of time, but not indefinitely. Now, inevitably, after a sprint of tenseness, I need to relax, or I feel at least the need. And then I see some people where I feel like for 20 years they've been running, they've been sprinting, and just they never stop, and they just have this never, ever ending fire that burns with the same level of intensity in them every single day. And I don't feel that organically and naturally. So I wonder how to generate the benefits of that without the burnout that it would cause for me, right? Which is why I think I don't naturally just stay in that mode forever. I don't know. Who is somebody that you know most intimately? So it's not like Steve Jobs, right? We read some books and saw some interviews and heard some rumors and some stories about him. But is there somebody that you know personally that you're like, I have one founder or CEO that is a role model in this, or that I think is amazing at this? And if you had to analyze what makes that person good at this, like how do they do it?
David Cancel from Drift.
You mentioned that before to me. Why do you think he's good at that?
I think that he is able to appropriately detach from almost anything when it comes to his business and determine what the best possible path in the least amount of time is. And that takes, I think for him, the way he does it is he has a lot of detachment and can detach from almost anything really instantly and take a different view on it. I don't mean change his mind. I mean like take a different view than most people would, but it's a detachment. He's not, it doesn't feel like he's tied to the outcome. And I think just like other folks, he probably has a very healthy level of paranoia that helps him do that. So it's almost like being able to see things almost like with fresh eyes is the skill set. And with fresh eyes, with the filter of urgency, basically, which I think is like something that I don't know anyone else that can do that but him, that I personally know. And I don't know everyone, so I'm sure there's people that are very good at that.
Yeah.
But from a firsthand standpoint, if I were to like have to pick somebody, he's the only one I can think of right now where I could be like, oh yeah, the sense of urgency is there. The closest second would be my brother-in-law, Neil. I think he has a similar, very similar way of doing the same thing. And it's almost like when he has, when he's on something, nothing will get in his way. Like he will figure it out. He might even do things that you think are crazy in the process of figuring it out. I think they're crazy. I mean,
I agree. I know something that I
think. Yeah. It's just like, what'd you do? But if you understood why he was doing it and what urgency he felt around that thing, you're like, oh, that makes sense. You know, you would do that if you have a sense of urgency and don't give a crap about anything else but that sense of urgency and what you want to do. So I think he does it through brute force, like find the thing that I need to do now. And then he just goes and does it. I think he's more on and off on it. Well, he'll do it when he really feels like he sees something and needs to move. It feels like this happens like actually once a month, once every 2 or 3 months for him. And, you know, I think it used to happen more often earlier in his career, so to speak. With David Cancel, I feel like it's very steady. It's like all the time, it almost feels like he has a sense of urgency and the people around him know it too.
How do you improve on this? Like you said that this is something that's been on your mind that you've been pondering how to get better at. I have also thought about this a lot, but I don't have a plan on how to improve it, to be completely honest. This is not one of those items that I'm like, this is what I'm going to adjust or try. And maybe you're not there yet either of like having decided already or having maybe recently changed something. But if you do, I'd die to hear you.
I'm still working on this, but I think it has a lot to do with what do you consume your thoughts with and trying to figure that out and figuring out how to make your thoughts more consumed by whatever makes sense for you having a greater sense of urgency. So like in Neil's case, I think he's just trying to figure out how to succeed and find problems to like find the right problem to solve right now that just needs to be solved. But once he picks it, the urgency is uncanny on solving it. It's just like literally like he'll go in about 50 different directions at the same time towards that one goal until he finds the right path for him. That's how he does it. I think David Cantle is a lot more on the paranoid spectrum of that, where like his lens feels like looking at the world or looking at these things and saying, well, and this is a healthy exercise, but it's also could be unhealthy for a lot of people. I don't think it is for him, but I almost feel like he's constantly asking himself, what would kill us? What would kill this business? And then going after that with a sense of urgency, which I think is like how he does it. And I'm making it up. I don't know. I don't know what goes through these people's heads. I know both these people pretty well. I know obviously my co-founder Neil, and it was my brother-in-law in a lot of things. He's my co-founder, but like I know him well, way really well. I've known him since he was 11 and I was 15. I'm pretty sure I know his method there. Yeah. David Cancel, I've had to compete with him in the past. He even had a company called Compete. and these days I'm more of an ally to him. And so, yeah, I think that's a contrast of approach, but they both are the pinnacle of sense of urgency to me, but they do it in different ways. So I think it's about what you consume yourself with, because both of them get consumed by whatever they're going after, but they have different ways to get to it.
It's so interesting. Have you ever, like, I've never read Only the Paranoid Survive. I have to admit, I've not read both books from the legend, high output management and only a paranoid survive. What's his name again?
Andy Grove.
There you go. But I have been thinking about reading Only the Paranoid Survive just because I was curious. It popped up in my head. Anyways, we'll wrap this episode up here. Obviously, we're both students of this, still trying to figure it out, still trying to get better at this. If anybody's listening to us and you have an interesting book, an interesting article, an interesting story about somebody you know or something you have done to get better at creating a culture of urgency and really excelling with that, we'd die to hear from you and learn from you. So send us an email, hnshaw@gmail.com, stelly@close.com. And until next time, stay safe and we'll hear you very soon.
See ya.